This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Here's Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, soon to be home with something else. We're going to talk about that in a second, but you are aglow today.
Well, thank you, sir.
You've been on the tour, haven't you?
We've been hitting the circuit on tour, talking about some new and upcoming things. Exciting.
We mentioned it. We actually broke it last week.
Right.
And that is that you are creating a new facility, a new place.
Right.
As part of the Fairhope family, and it's going to be a new palliative care clinic.
Right. I thought maybe it would be a good idea for us to talk today because, boy, I have had some questions, and they're all great questions.
I've had all sorts of questions.
So we've got some answers.
So what are people asking?
So they're asking, is this going to be a new Pickering House? Is it just going to be offices? Will there be patients in there? What's palliative? So we have been out trying to answer all of those questions that our community is asking. Mostly it's been just excitement, congratulations, and a lot of explaining about what palliative care is.
Yeah, a lot of congratulations, just saying, hey, they're growing, they're doing something new for the community. What are they doing again?
Right.
Because again, this is a great opportunity to introduce to people who don't know what palliative care is, what you do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And palliative care is something that's been around for a long time. I looked the other day and we started palliative care in 2004, but it's just sort of been that quiet little program that has now grown completely. We are nurse practitioner driven. We have 5 nurse practitioners, social worker, a nurse, an office person that just kind of keeps everybody in line. Mm-hmm. And we have close to 300 patients. And what's really great about that is we have such a great partnership with the physicians in town and also Fairfield Medical Center that we really felt there was a need to jump on this now and to help meet our patients' needs.
So how, prior to this and up to the time you get this open, and we'll talk timetables and all that here during this hour, but how have you been handling the load of patients you have?
So, you know, the same way that we handle our hospice patients. So we service those counties anywhere an hour from the Pickering House. It's the same way that we've done with our palliative patients. So we have 5 nurse practitioners and they travel. They travel all day. They travel, you know, 5 days a week. They're on call 24/7.
So they're road warriors.
They're road warriors. Mm-hmm. So our hope is that because palliative is growing so much, if we can take down some of that time on the road, bring some people into the clinic, that's going to save them time, see more patients. Because here's the deal. Let's talk about what palliative means. So palliative is appropriate for someone who has a chronic illness. We know that that chronic illness really is not going to be cured, but they're not ready for hospice.
Kristen Glazier joining us from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road in Lancaster, also with an office in downtown Logan, and soon to be a palliative clinic. We'll talk more about that here. But 740-654-7077. If you have any questions at all, just give them a call. So we ended the segment saying, you said chronic, and palliative is to treat chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized when you were saying that, I don't know what the term chronic from a medical perspective really means.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. So a chronic or a serious illness, those are illnesses that really, you know, there's no long-term cure for those, but there are treatments and there's great quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that you have a condition where you have difficulty with your breathing.
Okay.
Maybe even a cancer diagnosis. So with those different types of diagnosis, obviously there are symptoms to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be followed by your normal specialist, your normal doctors, but we have this palliative clinic where our expertise is to help you with your symptoms and help manage that serious illness.
You're thinking about long-term management, living with that chronic condition.
Yes. And really, for palliative program, there's not any real clear, hard regulations about, you know, with hospice, it says if your life expectancy is 6 months or less. Palliative is not really like that. So we kind of look at, you know, if the doctors feel like this will follow its course, at the level that it is, maybe 18, 24 months before maybe you're ready to start talking about hospice. And so those serious illnesses, a lot of the patients that we see, some of them still work, They go on vacation, they travel. That's why we thought the clinic was important.
Well, proper care then means that, you know, that you could, they could live a longer life, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's just a basic guideline, right? I mean, they get comfortable, they start, you know, better self-care, better just managed care. That can be, I think about Leonard Nimoy, you know, he announced he had COPD. He lived probably 5 more years.
Right.
Well into his 80s before passing.
Right. Yeah, that's very true. So, you know, our goal is that when we see these palliative patients who will be referred to us mm-hmm. from either their primary care physician or a specialist, you know, when we see them, we want to control those symptoms. And that allows them to just carry on with their normal mm-hmm. day-to-day activity. And it really helps their physicians so that we can manage that. They don't always have to go in to see their physician. And you know what's most important? They don't have to have all those return to the hospitals, because it feels like when people with serious or chronic illnesses have symptoms that they can't manage, back and forth from the hospital, and that really wears on them. It sets them back each time.
Wears on them, and it's also probably the most expensive option in terms of care.
Absolutely.
The more you can manage and do as you are doing, the better off for everybody it is, and including, obviously, that person.
Yeah, and the other piece to that is our nurse practitioners are on call from 24/7 through the weekend. So from 4 p.m. till 8 the next morning, there's an on-call nurse practitioner. Let's say you have a chronic illness and you're on our palliative program. In the middle of the night, you have a flare-up. Something's going on. Instead of calling the squad or jumping in the car, you can call that number 24/7. They can walk you through, look at your meds, mm-hmm. and say, have you tried this? Mm-hmm. Let's go from here.
Would MS be something chronic? Is that?
Absolutely. Okay. There's symptoms with that. Uh-huh. I think it would depend on, you know, maybe where, I mean, there's so many different stages.
Yeah,
in
see,
that.
There's so much to this, uh-huh. you know, to the medical side. And I think this is the important thing is if you're, you know, you need to talk to your doctor, right. your physicians, you need to know what is going on. Ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing you think about is Parkinson's. Parkinson's mm-hmm. is such a devastating disease, but, you know, you could have that for many years. Mm-hmm. The other one is dementia.
Yeah.
You know, there's just criteria that in order to be on hospice, you have to be at a certain point. But mm-hmm. the beauty of palliative care is this. You could have dementia for many years. You're mm-hmm. on palliative care. And at that point, when you're ready, it's a nice, smooth transition to hospice. Your family's comfortable. The patient's mm-hmm. ready.
Gotcha. Kristen Glazier, CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, the home of the Pickering House. We're having a good conversation this hour about what is chronic illness, chronic conditions, the need for palliative care, and what you're doing, the exciting plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have a building, how soon can we have a clinic up and running?
Oh, that's the $1 million question. You know, we talked when we did a newspaper article and talked to some mm-hmm. of the people that we were trying to get information to, is once we complete the needed regulatory regulations, which are very few, then
okay.
we'll be able to kind of move forward. There are some things. The office is beautiful. We could move in today and be ready. But we just want to make sure that we have everything in place that we need so mm-hmm. the patients are comfortable, the physicians are aware. A couple things I do want to share with you is in that office currently there is a physician practicing. Mm-hmm. So it's two parcels. There's two sides of the building. One will be occupied by a different physician who will continue with his practice, so I don't want his patients to worry at all about that. We'll be on the other side with plenty of room for what mm-hmm. we need right now. And then, you know, the other thing I really want our listeners to understand is if you are currently on our palliative program, you're going to hear about this. You know, it is going to be your choice whether you mm-hmm. want to come into the palliative clinic or you still want to remain in your home for our nurse practitioners to see you.
So it's entirely up to the patient.
It is.
And their
it
family,
is.
Really.
Right, right.
So that's, but this is a great option because it's going to, it's also going to give your nurse practitioners a home base to work from.
It will. And you know, the one thing that comes up over and over again, especially because our nurse practitioners are at Fairfield Medical Center daily, mm-hmm. checking in, seeing patients, and educating. And one thing that comes up a lot is this. The patients will say, you know, I understand I have a serious illness. I understand what my needs are, but I don't want you to come to my house. Like, I'm still active. I've got mm-hmm. grandkids. I've got family. I've got a job. So when they finish with their specialist or primary care physician in Lancaster, they can just make their appointment and come over to the clinic.
They want to go home, where home is a fortress of solitude for them.
That's right.
You know, that's a Superman thing. But, everybody needs a place that is theirs, that they don't have that in their lives. Mm-hmm. I understand that. They want to go home. And this is their way. This is another valuable tool that you have to allow that to happen.
Yeah, we're just so fortunate and so excited to get this up and running. And the community, like I said, has been just really wonderful in supporting us, as always.
All right, we're just about out of time for this show. So you said you were getting all sorts of questions. Give me one more question you answered this week.
Oh, my goodness. Well, one compliment was that it's great to see you back on East Main Street.
Yeah.
Because, you know, many moons ago, 30-plus years ago, we were not too far down there from where we were,
right,
where we just purchased the building. So it is great. Feels like we've come home.
You come full circle,
come full circle.
All right, Kristen, thank you. Again, 740-654-7077, fairhopehospice.org, and you can like their Facebook page and follow What's Going On at Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, see you next week.